Going on, everybody. May or may not release this episode, depends. But I want to end this series, this episode, this podcast. With a continuation of a series that I've done in the past called Everything is Connected. I think that's what I called it. This is going to be part three. This is kind of like an understanding that I think most people aren't aware of. And it's really insidious of a problem because it's so funny to me. It's so interesting to me how people will protest a system of government, or they'll protest capitalism. But the problem is it's not that simple to do. Because if you truly want to protest something, if you truly want to boycott it, it's not going to be as simple. It's one thing to boycott like Nike or something, or Bud Light or something, but it's another thing entirely to boycott like an entire system, because everything is propped up by that particular system. Like, for instance, capitalism. People talk about how, oh, capitalism is so bad and capitalism is so problematic and all these things about capitalism. And I'm not going to say that capitalism is great and like the best thing in the world, but even ignoring how good or bad it is, it's not as easy or simple to... It's easy to say that, but it's not as easy to actually live in a world without capitalism. That would mean you'd have to boycott everything. Most things. You know, Starbucks. You know, smartphones. Pretty much anything that you can buy or sell. You would have to avoid most, if not all, of those things. It's not that simple to do. And so, same thing is true for, like, the government itself, right? People like to protest the government, like, oh, we shouldn't be in these wars, we shouldn't be here, we shouldn't be there, we shouldn't be doing this. But the thing, to be honest with you, is one thing to say that, but it's another thing to actually attempt to enforce this. Because to enforce this, you would have to stop paying taxes. You would have to stop investing in the government through your actions as, you know, a working citizen. You'd have to find a way of going beyond the government, being truly independent. Things like this, right? And it's funny to me. People say, like, oh, I'm independent. I'm self-reliant. And the thing, to be honest with you, that I think about is that that's not true. Like, you're not truly independent. Like, most people are not going to be independent. Like, even people who are independent and they live by themselves, they're still dependent on the system to survive, right? Like, you have a job. This job doesn't make you independent. You're dependent upon the company for money. You're not independent in terms of food. You probably go to a grocery store, so you're dependent on this grocery store to get food. And things like this is really funny to see this, because it totally takes the wind out of your sails, so to speak, when you realize this. Because then you go like, well, what do I do? Like, how do I, you know, deal with anything like at this point? That's the problem, is that it's the easiest thing in the world to tell people, like, oh, like, I don't like this government, and I don't like this action, and this is bad, and this is bad. It's another thing to actually attempt to make this a principle of life, so to speak. Like, it's one thing to say, like, well, we should all attempt to be peaceful, we should all attempt to be, and then live that way. But it's another thing to be like, oh, well, I don't like that the government is spending money on foreign wars. Like, what are you going to do at that point? You can't enforce that as a principle because you have to pay taxes, you have to work. And that's supporting the government, that's supporting foreign wars, and the things that you're against. It's not as simple as just like saying something. It's saying anything like this is not really going to do anything as far as that goes. You're just wasting your time, basically, and wasting everybody else's time because probably everybody knows this. Probably everybody is, like, not maybe not everybody, but a good number of people already agree with you anyways. But it's not about a criticism. This is not about criticism. This is about what really is. Like, the truth is that you're not going to be able to go beyond the system in this way. It's not going to be as simple as, like, saying, like, oh, I can't stand capitalism. Capitalism bad, you know, this kind of thing. Because you're supporting capitalism when you're buying and selling and this kind of thing. It's the easiest thing in the world to say something, but it's another thing to back that up with something else. And everything is connected. Like, everything affects everything else in different ways. And you can see this in terms of the system. When you look at, like, how, like, if you just look at, like, if instead of asking, instead of saying, like, to yourself, like, well, I'm independent, like, I live on my own, like, I don't rely upon anybody else. Instead, what if you did, instead of doing that, you ended up doing something else instead, which is ask yourself, like, well, what am I actually dependent upon? You know, like, I'm dependent upon my job to have money. I'm dependent on the government's stability of the currency to survive. You know, I'm dependent on the grocery store for my food, you know, this kind of thing, right? And so you realize that you're not truly independent. And it goes back to this idea of Buddhism called dependent co-arising, which is basically this idea that, like, nothing is separate and everything is the way it is because of everything itself. Like, if one thing was taken out of the equation, the whole process would change in some way. And it's a really interesting concept to consider because it kind of takes a little bit more of a nuanced view to look at things and go, like, oh, wait, this one way isn't necessarily going to work anymore, you know, this kind of thing. And I like to think about this in overt scenarios as well. Like, if what would happen if, like, for some reason we had wishes that were just granted to us. Like, for instance, if everybody was given $10 million, right? What would happen? The money would go, you'd have even more inflation until eventually you'd probably reach a point where $10 billion wouldn't be worth anything at that point, and things like this, right? And so you start thinking, once you start thinking in systems, in terms of, like, interconnectivity in this way, you start realizing that, like, it's not as simple as just, like, oh, here, let's just raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, and that's going to solve all the problems of the world, right? Because it's not that simple. Sure, that might help at first, but eventually you will reach a point where the inflation will kind of reach to such a level to where that $15 is worth about as much as you were making before, because the inflation has gone up, basically. And this is how systems work. And it's not like a magical thing, like, oh, you're raising the minimum wages, I'm gonna raise the prices. It's more like, think of it this way, right? Like, if you're a company and you ever produce something and it takes, let's say it takes $5 to produce this thing. Let's give a simple number. Let's say it takes $1 to produce this thing. But of course, you have to hire somebody to produce it. Maybe you could produce it yourself for a while. But maybe you can reach a point where eventually you can hire somebody else to produce one as well. So it takes $1 to produce one thing, right? Let's just say, like, it takes $1 to produce a thon. You know, I'm just making up a word so that we don't have to get stuck in, like, oh, well, this doesn't cost as much. It actually costs more, or this costs less, whatever it is, right? It takes $1 to produce a thon. And so you can produce 5 of these per hour. And so let's say, because of course you have to make a slight profit, because maybe you're renting a building. Maybe you're renting a building for like $1,000 a month or whatever. And so if you're producing 5 of these thons per hour and you're working 80 hours, that's $40 for your entire thing, right? So $40, let's say $40 plus times 4 equals 160 times... $40 times 7 is $280. That's per week, $280 per week per thon, plus, or times 4, 280, 560, 10, 11, 20, plus you get the $1,000 a month per rent. So that would equal 2020. So you have to make more than 2020 for yourself, right? Because you still have to eat. You still have to produce enough thons. And so now you're producing 1120 thons per month. How much would you have to sell these thons per month? Maybe at least a little bit more than $2, right? Let's say you sell them for $2.50. So you have 50 cents extra for yourself per month. That would be about, that would probably be about $5.60 per month, which isn't a whole lot either. So you could probably even go further, but like, that's the whole point. Like, it's, this is how this works, right? And so if now you, let's say you have an employee, now the import prices get even higher. And so you see how I'm going with this, right? And so the prices will go up. And so let's say you are employing somebody by wage and not by salary, which is even worse because wages would increase this even more. And so you increase this by wage. Now the person is making, let's say, $10 a day, or $10 an hour, sorry, $10 a day. That's not... Anyways, $10 an hour, and so the government decides, oh, we're going to increase the wage, the minimum wage, to $15 an hour. But you're barely making money as it is at $10 an hour for this one person. What happens? The person might get laid off because the company can't afford to make any more thons, plus the hiring of this person for this kind of money. So either the business goes out of business, or the person has to get laid off and the business person himself starts making the thons. You know, whatever it is, right? And so you see what I mean by everything is connected. Everything is dependent upon everything else in some way. To some degree, some dependence is major, some dependence is minor. Now, another way I like to look at this as well is, like, you could not have been if it weren't for your mother and father, right? And so you are dependent on them, and they were dependent on their mother and father to be, and so on and so forth. But you're also dependent on other things as well, like food, water, warmth, shelter, whatever it is you're requiring. If there is none of those things, what happens? You die. You don't exist, and so everything is dependent upon everything else in different ways. And so this is why I've said before, and I'll say it over and over again, everything is connected. Everything is always connected. And so if you hear somebody say something like, oh, we must do this, we must make electric cars mandatory by like 2035, or we must do this, you're going to ask yourself a question like, what is the consequence of this? Like, what is this actually going to do? Is this going to raise the prices of electric cars? Is this going to make people carless, and so they're not going to be able to get to work, and so they're going to be unemployed and things like this, right? These are the questions you ask if you want to be nuanced, be truly aware that everything is actually connected. Because everything is connected in different ways. And so every policy has a price or a consequence to it. Every decision that you make has a consequence to it. The question is, what consequence do you want for your decisions? And of course, we go back to the capitalism thing as well. Like, we go back to the, like, protesting systems. Like, oh, I don't like the government. The government's not, is getting involved in all kinds of wars. Okay, what do you do about that? It's not you can stop paying taxes. You'll go to jail. This kind of thing. And of course, you can ask the question like, well, like, why is it that we're engaged in these in the first place? Like, what is actually happening here? Like, what would happen if we stopped doing this? Like, is there some kind of agreement that is causing us to get involved in these foreign wars? Whatever it is, right? And then you start realizing, like, it's not just as simple. It's like, we almost get out of every single war. And, like, I used to believe this. Like, we have to say this, like, that we just have to get out of every war. We have to stop policing the world. We have to stop sending our military everywhere. We should be concerned about ourselves, right? That's the idea of Trump. And there's some truth to it. I think we have to become aware of this. But there is something to be said about the way that we do things and why we do things this way in the first place. And it comes down to, there's a couple reasons why we do this. One of them is what you could call trade, free trade agreements. And we have military overseas to protect trading. We're actually seeing this happen right now with the Houthis, and I don't know if this is still happening, but what was happening for a while, probably still is, honestly, they're pretty ridiculous. But anyways, what was happening for a while was that the Houthis were attempting to, and they were actually, they were intersecting shipping, and they were taking over the ships and stuff like this, and so the United States decided to show up and deal with this, because they're protecting free trade across the ocean as much as they can, right? Because that's their job. That's something that Peter Zeihan talks about in the book Accidental Superpower, and he talks about this in other books as well. And it's really interesting to understand this, because it makes you understand, like, oh, it's not as simple as just like, oh, we have to get rid of all the military, or oh, we have to, like, get out of all these areas and do this and this and this. This kind of thing. And other things as well. Like, you could look at immigration, you could look at anything else in this way. And you start to understand that it's not as simple as just like, oh, no immigration, or oh, no no wars, or oh, none of this, you know, whatever it is. Maybe it is, but the answer is, okay, so if that is the case, what happens? What are the other consequences, the unforeseen consequences that we're not aware of if we do this? And that's kind of where this idea of everything is connected comes to fruition, like, we understand, like, what's actually happening and why. But anyways, hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you in the next one.